This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. Curiosity, written by Michael Anthony DioGuardi, performed by Chris Herron. The following transcript has been intercepted and translated from its original language. Property of the United States government. Classified materials enclosed. Conversation 3. MSD 51937.94038. Transmission start time, 6 hours, 45 minutes, 17 seconds, UTC.
I swear, it moved a bit.
What, from yesterday?
No way. Just look at its tracks. Yeah, exactly. The treads are longer.
I can't see.
Well, get a better look. Quit your whining.
I ain't whining. I know I sure don't want to be seen by it. Do you?
No, of course not. By the looks of it, I bet it could do some damage.
You could say that again. I mean, look at its legs.
Got 6 of them. They might be arms.
Forget it.
Hey, wait, we ought to throw something at it.
Throw something at it? Are you mad?
It's got a damn beam that shoots from its eye. Oh, it's so small. There's no need to worry.
No need to worry. Talk to me after it's through with you. Then we'll see who's worrying.
Here we go again with the negativity.
Fine. Why don't you just go over there and shake its bloody hand?
What? He actually threw a rock at it. Why? You'll get us both killed.
Hush! Look at it. Its little head is turning.
It's looking for us with its laser. I'm telling you, it's gonna happen any moment now.
Would you just relax? Look, its feet are rolling again.
We should get back. We should hide. It's gonna zap us.
I think it's harmless. I'm gonna have a look.
Have a look? No, don't!
It hasn't zapped me yet. Look, it hasn't even turned to see me yet. It's so dirty. It's definitely been here a while.
I'm not coming out.
Well, suit yourself then. Its legs are cracked and mangled. Poor fella.
That's just a disguise. It'll get you any second now.
It's got some of that writing on it. You know, looks the same as the writing on the metal back in the cave we found a few years ago.
What's it say?
Well, it starts with one of those circles with a bit missing from the side, and then a skinnier circle with the top missing, then there's a...
Gah, you're awful at this. Does it have the sharp squiggle, triangle, smooth squiggle, triangle that was on the last piece?
There's one of those smooth squiggles.
Oh, fine. I'll just have a look.
Yeah, this one's harder to describe.
All right, let's see. You were right. This one's challenging.
Does it come off?
No, it's bolted in here. I'll scrape it into some sandstone and we'll take it back.
There's a nice one by your foot.
Ah, thanks. All right, here we go. C-U-R-I-O-S-I-T-Y. It's got a little picture of itself, too.
Oh, look up here. It's got the same word as that other piece of metal.
You're right. I'll get that one down, too. N-A-S-A. Compare it a bit.
All right. Let's head home.
Right on.
Transmission end time. 6 hours, 55 minutes, 38 seconds, UTC. Michael DioGuardi teaches and writes in upstate New York. Since starting with the Ray Bradbury's 52 Short Story Challenge this year, his work has been published or is forthcoming in Close to the Bone, 365 Tomorrows, Sirens Call Ezine, Dark Dossier, Red Cape Publishing's E is for Exorcism Anthology, and Black Hair Press's Lockdown Sci-Fi Anthology series. He still finds time to be dirty at Mortal Kombat, too. See the description for links to where you can find out more. Hey guys, So, I know I don't usually do stories this short, but I read it and I absolutely loved the twist at the end. Plus, I'm trying something new. I think I'm going to start trying to every week open up a Wednesday slot for the shorter submissions that I get. I've been getting a lot of submissions now with the pandemic going on. Everybody seems to have more time to write, which is one silver lining about all of this, I guess. But I've been getting so much that I've had to start rejecting a lot more than I feel comfortable with. There's just so many good stories coming in, and I want to give them their due. So I'm going to try doing a couple changes to the channel. Things may be a little bit odd for the next couple weeks until I figure out exactly what I'm going to stay with. But for the time being, I think I'm going to open up that Wednesday slot and just try to put in some of my shorter stories that I've had submitted into that place. That way it's in the middle of the week and just something to kind of hold you over until Friday. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Make sure to check back soon. If you did like it, be sure to subscribe. This show is available on YouTube, Facebook, and just about every podcast app available. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.